Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Paul Kresnow is here. Paul is a new friend. He's one of the top producing representatives for Northwestern Mutual Insurance Company, one of the top producer for a long time in the whole country. For that organization, he's the author of a new book called The Success Code, A Guide for Achieving Your Personal Best in Business and Life. And Paul knows about success, but he also knows about failure. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. And I want to talk about what you've learned about success in a little bit. But before we do, I appreciate it if you would tell us about when you failed.
Well, I used to own 12. I used to, for 12 years, I owned clothing stores. I owned four of them, and my focus wasn't where it should have been. I thought that I was a big shot. I thought that I was important, and guess what? I wasn't that big, and I wasn't that important. What I was scattered, not focusing, and boom. One day, a series of events, one of them being the energy crisis, another one being an employee steal, and next thing I knew, I was bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
September 14th or September 15th, August 14th or 15th, I don't remember the exact date, 5 o'clock in the evening, the sheriff came in and said, let me have the keys.
Wow.
1974.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Yeah, no kidding. And the marketplace is indifferent to your very existence, let alone whether you succeed or not. And it has a way of reconciling things, doesn't it?
Well, the marketplace does, and that's why you always have to be nimble on your feet. You have to be ready to change, and you have to be ready to reinvent yourself, and you have to be ready to move forward. You have two choices. You can sit and become a victim, or you can dust yourself off and say, well, what am I going to do tomorrow?
But what you just described is very much an American thing. In America, unlike many other places in the world, you can be redeemed, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. You can remake yourself, and you can, as a matter of fact, bumps in the roads, bankruptcies, divorce, illness, whatever gets in the way, you have the opportunity in this country to make a new life for yourself.
So when you bankrupt your clothing stores, what were you thinking after that? What did you say to yourself? How did you get yourself realigned?
Well, to be really basic, the first thing I said to myself is, I have three children. What are we going to do? Because we didn't have any food in the house.
Yeah.
So that's a big shock. So I outline all this in the book, but I had no choice. So I had to look around and to see what the market had. But my skill sets were limited. Yeah. And having limited skill sets is not a good thing.
Right.
And on September 1st, I signed a contract with the Northwestern Mutual in 1974, and it's been nothing but history.
Well, there's something about having, when I was downsized in the 80s twice.
Oh, were you?
After the second time, instead of doing my resume again, I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my own small business. But at that moment, like you, I had two teenagers and two mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was pretty motivated. And that's one thing That's one thing that will get you reoriented is when you have those kinds of obligations. So what did you take to the new job that made that successful? What did you learn from the failure that made your next assignment so successful?
I'll use the word focus. Focus. When I had the clothing stores, I wasn't focused. I was all over the place. And when an individual faces a major obstacle in their life, either you reassess and look at yourself. I had to look at myself deeply and reflect on how did I get here? I had to admit to my failures. I had to admit, I'll use the word stupidity, to my stupidity. I had to admit that my values were not where they should be.
Right.
So I really did a lot of introspection. And I moved forward in a manner because I knew that inside me I had what it takes to make a decent life for myself and more important for my family and equally important for my community.
So you knew you had more in you than you were getting out of yourself. You just had to get it refocused and in a way that would make that happen. So you've come up with something you call the success code, which is the
yes.
is the title of your book. And I notice that it's heavily weighted on the concept of trust.
Well, trust is extremely important. Building trust between you and your client, whether you're a lawyer or you and your patient, if you're a doctor or an accountant, building trust is what creates relationships, and relationships is what creates an ongoing business. Your business, you're in the radio business, your listeners listen to you because they trust what you say, they trust what the folks that you bring on the show say, and they know that they're going to grow from listening to your show.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and the one of the things that I tell people is that when Proto Market was born 10,000 years ago, when Og dropped the weapon the first time and said, let's do business instead of fighting, trust had to be there or none of this would happen. And the reason
that's absolutely correct.
The reason I was so excited about getting your book and being able to talk about it is I believe that 10,000 years later, at this very moment, trust is more powerful and more important than ever before. What do you think? Quick thoughts.
Well, trust is more important before because what has happened is that technology has removed that relationship between you and your client.
And it's moving everything
a lot
faster.
So now what it is, you have to connect.
Hold on to that thought, Paul. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Paul Krasnow. We're going to talk some more about his success code and the role that trust plays in that. 20 after, I should say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.